King Charles has been heckled during a visit to a cathedral overnight over his brother Prince Andrew's ties to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
How long have you known about Andrew and Epstein? Yes. Have you asked the police to cover up for Andrew? Have you asked the police to cover up for Andrew? What do you think should be allowed to debate the lawyers in the House of Commons?
So some of the hecklers giving messages to the King, King Charles. It was announced earlier this month that Prince Andrew would give up using his title as the Duke of York after years of scrutiny over his behaviour and his connections to Jeffrey Epstein. But questions about the Prince and what the royals knew of events continue to intensify. Rachel Maskell is an independent MP for the UK seat of York Central. She was suspended from the Labour Party in July and joins me now. Rachel Maskell, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning to you.
You represent the Northern English city of York, the place of origin for one of the Prince's titles. You're introducing a bill to Parliament. What does it propose in relation to this matter?
That's right. The associations with my city of York, with obviously the title Duke of York, my city has said we need to make real separations. So my removal of titles bill will achieve that. There are three measures within the bill. Firstly, somebody could give up their title and ask the king to remove it. Secondly, the monarch of the day could also make that determination to take a title away. And thirdly, a joint committee of our Houses of Parliament, so that's the House of Commons and the House of Lords, could come together and make a recommendation to the King. So it keeps the equilibrium of the balances between the state and the Crown. But what it does facilitate is an opportunity to remove the title, because whilst the King can give a title, he can't take it away. And that's the kind of situation we find ourselves at the moment. So Parliament has to act be able to facilitate that. And my bill, which I hopefully will be publishing this week, will set out those measures. It's only a couple of clauses, so it's a small bill that could be slotted into a constitutional bill or indeed taken as a separate piece of business in the House.
What's your perception of the appetite in the House of Commons and the Lords to take some kind of parliamentary action on this issue?
Well, I think it's growing, and we've certainly heard other parties now coming in behind this measure and saying that we need to act, we need to do something. And I think that's because polling in our country, 80% of people have said they want those titles removed once and for all, and 88% of people in my own city. So I think it's very clear that action needs to be taken. We've heard that terrible heckling of the King today in Lichfield, and it will just continue if proper action isn't taken. Of course, people are also thinking about the money, the trade arrangements, which the current Duke of York was involved in, and of course, where he's living and the fact that he is living at a peppercorn rent, i.e. for nothing, at the hands of the state, and of course the injustice of that. So the associations with Epstein and all the horrors of Epstein's empire resonate right through to wanting these titles removed. Of course, we're not making accusations. We don't know what occurred. But even those associations determine that we need to make that real separation now with Prince Andrew and his titles in order to make the separation in our city between the associations with York, but of course across the country wanting those titles taken too.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is independent UK MP for the seat of York Central, Rachel Maskell. The Starmer government, Rachel, has so far refused to allocate time in the Commons for MPs to debate Prince Andrew's situation, saying the royal family wishes a parliament to focus on so-called important issues. What do you think of that?
Well, it's absolutely right that we do focus on the things that are going to make a difference to people's lives, and we must absolutely do that. But the fact it's such a light touch bill, we're not talking a lot of parliamentary time to put this in place. I think the reality, probably the Prime Minister needs a private discussion with the King about how to put this bill through Parliament, because we can't continue scenes like today where everywhere King Charles goes, he's heckled and has a lot of grief. So I do think think Parliament needs to make time. A lot of my colleagues in government have said, well, it's a matter for the King, but sadly it isn't. It is a matter for Parliament because the King can't act without Parliament first acting and passing legislation. It was last used in 1917, these measures to remove a title under the Titles Deprivation Act, where people were fighting with enemy forces against the Britain in that First World War. So these aren't regular occurrences, but back through history, pieces of legislation have named individuals or circumstances through which to remove a title. My bill would then apply it for all titles for the future, so we wouldn't have to keep coming round this measure if we ever need to remove titles again.
A posthumous memoir by Virginia Dufresne has been released. She accuses the Prince of sexually abusing her as a teenager. He denies all of these allegations. How has the public been responding to the allegations that have been raised in this book?
Well, it's clearly shocking, her account of the situation. And we've got to think about the victims, survivors and their families at this time. She's indicated there are further people who have been caught up in this, as well as knowing the extent of it surrounding the Epstein estate and his behaviours themselves. So whilst we do not know for certain, we certainly do know that many things in that classic interview that the Prince Andrew said were simply just not true, not knowing the individual, etc. Well, clearly there was a very close association there, so we've seen the photographs. So I think we've got to listen to survivors, families, and listen to their stories, because quite often they are gaslit in these situations. I'm not making any accusations, but their voices are as valid as anyone else's, and I think we've really got to listen in to all that happened. And I really do think we need the deepest of inquiries to make sure that in no other situations power and privilege can control women and others in this horrendous situation, which we've been learning through the book of Virginia Dufresne and certainly the experiences of victims at the time.
Rachel Maskell, thank you very much for staying up to join me from the UK. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sally.
Rachel Maskell is MP for York Central in the UK, first elected as a Labour MP. She later had the party whip withdrawn. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.